From KQED in San Francisco, this is Perspectives, the daily commentary series bringing you the personal experiences and insight of KQED's own Northern California listeners.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Intel Corporation, committed to inspiring ingenuity and educational excellence in the next generation of innovators.
Would you take a mud bath with me? My mother-in-law was visiting, and apparently she thought we needed to bond. She'd researched therapeutic spas in Calistoga on the internet and had found the perfect place. Perhaps I'm old-fashioned, but my husband's mother is not among the people with whom I had imagined myself naked, let alone naked in a tub of mud. In fact, I found the prospect completely unsettling. Let's face it, women are brutal with each other. Most of us gauge our physical advantages and handicaps by determining how we size up against other members of our sex. Thinner, taller, bigger, firmer. I'd witnessed women poolside examine each other's body parts with the deliberation of physicists unraveling a troubling formula. And what more fearsome judge than the woman who bore your husband? As women, we are used to being seen, looked at, and evaluated from our earliest memories of self, not just by men, but by other girls and women who can develop a sense of competition that eats away at the core of identity. Despite all the talk of sisterhood, I'd known a lifetime of feeling the resentment or relief of other women who seemed to sum me up by my contours. Was I a threat or a reassurance? In or out? The eyes of other women exhausted me. Nonetheless, I said yes. Then the day came and there we were, two naked women in plastic shower caps floating side by side in vats of hot volcanic ash. I looked over at my mother-in-law sipping from her cup of iced water through a straw, her own unmatched figure draped in layers of wet brown sludge. She wriggled a toe, sifted handfuls of mud between her fingers, sighed with contentment, ignored me. Completely. There was no appraisal, no sideways glance. She didn't care. And that was a beautiful thing. The contest was off. It was like clearing away all the baggage that comes with being a woman and slipping into the effortless warmth of just being. I felt immensely relieved, and suddenly, and probably, quite foxy. "Hey, Ma," I said, smiling. "Wanna wrestle?" With a perspective, I'm Susan Dix Lyons.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the Internet at lchb.com.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the TL Type S with a 286-horsepower V6 and real-time traffic alerts. Learn more at Acura.com.